You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? By Paul Shearer and Richard Turner. Starring Douglas Hodge, Paul Bigley and Amanda Root.
Judith.
Judith.
Mum, Dad, where did you come from?
Terminal One, just like you, Jude.
But you're together.
Would you like to purchase your duty-free now, madam?
Giles! Don't I know you?
I don't think so, Judith.
This is Captain David speaking, Judith. Bing bong.
I wish I had married an airline pilot.
If I hadn't married you, I could have been one.
I'm sorry, Jude's mum and dad, but Captain David doesn't allow arguments.
That's right, I don't.
You have to leave. Come along, Jude. Time to start the show.
Show? What show?
Looking forward to hearing you sing, Judith.
Mr. Ludwig!
Yes, I taught you maths.
You're at sea, Jude.
Proceed calmly to the muster station. Proceed calmly to the muster station.
Into the lifeboats! Children first!
We're drowning! We're all drowning! Hooray!
The clock's ticking, Judith.
Giles, I had another one of my weird dreams last night.
Hmm?
I've hardly had a good night's sleep in a month. Do you think my subconscious is trying to tell me something?
I have the foggiest, but could you get your conscious to tell your body to shift out of the way? I'm trying to watch this film.
Oh. Sorry. You were in the dream. I was on this aeroplane and you were an air steward, and my mum and dad were there together.
So
they divorced 20 years ago, and I had to sing and I didn't know the words, and I was naked.
I'm always having that dream. But you're not always naked. Sometimes you're wearing skimpy underwear.
Giles, I'm a bit disturbed. What do you think this means?
Well, as a Freudian, I'd say the plane is probably a phallic symbol, and I was an air steward, you say?
Yeah.
Also a phallic symbol. And is your dad a bit of a baldy? Well,
yes.
There you have it. Oedipal sexual penis envy kind of thing. However, as a Jungian, I'd say that the plane, your ego, is not in touch with your animus, who is trying to tell you through the archetypal symbol of nudity to become an air hostess. As a Jarzian, I'd say go easy on the night nurse.
David said it's an anxiety dream.
David has been translating German washing machine manuals non-stop and has had about 2 hours sleep in the last week. I'd take anything he says with a bucket of salt.
True.
Besides, what have you got to be anxious about?
No job, no money, no boyfriend. I'm sharing a pokey little two-bedroom flat with you and David.
Yeah, David could be very irritating, can't he?
I'm supposed to be in my prime!
Well, the magic of theatre is actresses squeezing themselves into roles for which they're absurdly overaged. Octogenarian dames queuing up to play Lolita.
You'll have to stop watching when my friend gets here.
What?
I need the room. She's coming for tea.
Well, what am I supposed to do? This may seem like a living room to you, but it's my bedroom.
Do you think you could tidy up a bit?
What's she like, pretty?
Married.
Available. Passionate, rumpy-pumpy. In hotel rooms as I free erotic passions that have been lying, neglected in a marital cage.
She's coming round with her baby.
It's all off. Sex and baby is completely incompatible. The fact that the one leads to the other is one of God's more obscure jokes. I'll go for a walk. I know when I'm not wanted.
Sorry, but I'm a bit depressed and I need a girly talk.
Judith, hi. Mwah.
Oh, wow, the new little one.
Yes, Dougie.
Look!
Look at him! Oh!
Ignore the spots. It's just a heat rash. They get them all the time. We should have seen him last week. He had a cold and his face was just covered in snot.
Oh, what's that smell?
Oh, dear. Has he?
Yes, he has. Oh, dear.
Yep. Oh. Mind you, that's quite fragrant. His first one, jet black and the smelliest substance known to man. I'll change him inside. Can you give me a hammer the bags?
Gosh, all these? What's in them?
Right, food equipment, his bottle, spare teat, sterilising kit, thermometer and stuff that you might
need. A complete
laboratory. This one's got the milk and a little bit of applesauce. I'm trying to wean him onto proper food now.
Right.
Nappy stuff, one bag for clean, one for dirty. Ointments and creams. He's in the car seat come carry cot, so that leaves the change of clothes bag, the emergency bag and the buggy.
Will we need the buggy? I thought we'd just stay in and have some tea.
I keep all my baby books in the bottom of the buggy.
Oh, surely you can't be reading to him already.
No, reference books. The Paediatrician's Encyclopedia, Patagonian Parenting, and the Holistic Book of Child Rearing.
I see.
I'll come back for the suitcase with the toys. Well, it's down to the bare minimum now, but this is just a day trip. If I were staying overnight, well, I'd have to bring the Volvo.
Golly. Anyway, it's great to see you. I've been so looking forward to having a good old heart-to-heart.
Right, come on, then. I'm ever so sorry, Judith. He's not normally like this.
Sure.
You were saying?
Life just seems to be passing me by.
Are you a bit tired, Dougie? Is Dougie Wuggy a little bit tidy-widy, keeping his mummy awake all last night?
I didn't sleep too well either.
You don't know what a bad night's sleep is till you've had a baby.
I've been having these bad dreams.
Sorry, Judith.
What?
Dougie, darling, that was right in my ear.
Bad dreams. I've been having them and I was wondering...
Poor little baby.
If something's not right with the world, they let you know about it, don't they?
Yes, he screws up every single muscle on his face. Little blood veins pop out on his forehead. It's so cute.
Waschmittel in Abteil B einstellen. Place powder in section B. Relegate powder to division B.
Sorry?
I'm in the middle of translating a Bosch X400 washing machine manual.
Oh!
David. Susie, this is David.
David, this is Susie.
who's the noisy little one?
Dougie, he's not normally like this.
Why don't you take him, David? See if you can calm him down.
No,
David's handled babies before. He's got nieces and nephews.
Usually he doesn't let anyone else hold him, you see.
I'll give it a go.
All right.
It's David's den for you. We'll conduct a little experiment. We'll have a good old rummage and see if we can find something to amuse you.
He'll be fine, Susie. David's a bit strange, but quite harmless.
Are you sure?
Yes, and we can have our little chat. I really need it.
Well, it'd be nice to talk about something other than babies. I've been surrounded by mums going on and on about what their exceptionally gifted child just did.
I can imagine.
I mean, there are other topics of conversation.
Yes, we used to talk for hours.
Used to. But I haven't had a chance recently. It's been non-stop since the birth. But, you know, when you get that first smile, and Dougie smiled very early, he's very bright. Last week I was talking about babies, wasn't I?
Yes.
Come on, tell me what's going on in your life.
Nothing. That's the problem. But do you think...
Dougie, stop crying.
Look, Susie, Judith. It's my cycle clips. He's fascinated by my cycle clips.
Oh, yes. Does Dougie like playing with the cycle clips?
He
likes playing with the cycle clips.
Yeah, I waved some other things at him, but he didn't want to know.
You're still here. I'm afraid I had to return. I've exhausted Streatham High Street Sunday entertainments.
Giles, Susie, hello. Susie Giles.
Hi.
And this is Dougie. Quiet for the first time in an hour.
Look, Giles, look, he's playing with my cycle clips.
Letting your child play with those cycle clips is really dangerous.
Why? They're too big for him to swallow.
You're encouraging him to grow up like David.
I have a washing machine manual to translate.
Giles, you frightened him.
He started it, but he's terrifying me.
He's not normally like this.
Normally? I bet he's either shoveling food in or spraying it out. Either end, it doesn't matter. Failing that, he'll be asleep. It's what babies do incessantly. It's what grown-ups do, too. We just disguise it better.
I must go.
What?
If he doesn't get his bath absolutely on time, he'll keep me up all night. Again.
Well, I knew dictators were often small, but I didn't know they were that small.
It's been a lovely talk, Judith. Come along, Daddy. Let's get away from the nasty, nasty man that's grabbing my place.
Here's what you do, Susie. On your way home, chuck him off Blackfriars Bridge. End of problem.
Giles?
Honestly, there's nothing more tedious than other people's babies.
Oh, Giles, I want one.
What?
That's what my dream was telling me. I want a baby. When she woke up late in the morning light and the day had just begun, she opened up her eyes and thought, oh, what a morning. It's not a day for work, it's a day for catching time. She was lying on the beach and having fun. She's going to get you all that she wants. Here's another baby.
Bitter. 2 pints of bitter, please.
I don't believe it, Jude wanting a baby. I tell you, Jude's been unusually bonkers recently.
Personally, I think children should be seen and not heard. Teenagers should be obscene and absurd, and babies should be neither seen nor heard.
Oh, very droll. I like children. I get quite broody myself sometimes.
People just use having children to justify an otherwise pointless existence.
What if procreating is the point of existence?
£3.70.
David, have you got any money? I seem to be a bit short.
Listen, for once, Giles, I don't mind. I have just put the translated manual in the post. Time to celebrate. Ta. How's she going to do it? She hasn't got a boyfriend at the moment.
Well, it's immaculate conception, but I wouldn't recommend it. Give birth to a boy and it'll end in tears. And the Virgin Judith doesn't quite ring true.
What's the date?
12th, isn't it?
Ah, Judith's having a period.
How do you know that?
Slight swelling of the flesh, little flashes of irritation. And there's a box of Tampax in the bathroom.
Judith wanting a baby has got nothing to do with her menstrual cycle. She's just jealous of Susie. Susie's got it all. Good job, successful husband, big house in Hampstead. And Jude's waved goodbye and gone back into our tiny little hovel.
It's cosy.
It's a hovel, David.
Look, if you think it's a hovel, why don't you move out?
If I could afford to, David, I would.
Well, good, because if Judith does have a baby, we'll need where you're sleeping as a play area.
We? Since when did you get involved?
I'm the principal lessor of the flat, remember? That's my territory you're talking about.
If anyone moves, it'll be Judith. She was brought up in the kind of palatial residences commensurate with her father's position as Her Britannic Majesty's ambassador.
Well, I'll redecorate.
£20 worth of paint from B&Q isn't going to turn the flat into a British embassy. Anyway, Jude's not going to have a baby. I'll talk her out of it.
No, Giles, my mind's made up. The alarm's about to go off on my biological clock.
I found a grey hair the other day, but that doesn't mean I suddenly want to go out and impregnate everybody.
Oh, that is hardly comparable. Anyway, I didn't have a bad dream or anything last night, so it must be the right decision.
Think it through, Jude. You've got to find a boyfriend, introduce him to your parents, get engaged, get married. You're looking at least 2 to 3 years.
You can be surprisingly conventional, Giles. There are other ways. Once fertilisation is over, men are entirely optional. All I need is sperm.
I know about all that. I did O-level biology.
Well, this is London. There is a city full of it out there, and I'm off to find some. Here comes the 21st century. It's gonna be much better. Him.
What, with the T-shirt and the moustache?
No, next to him, with the blonde hair.
He looks German.
Yeah, all the better. If he's a tourist, he's not going to hang around, is he? I mean, you'd never know. He'd just think I was some marvellous holiday fling.
He's German. National characteristics might be hereditary. He'd have a child with no sense of humour.
Oh, he's got a girlfriend. Bitch! I was just building myself up to it.
Up to what, exactly?
Picking him up.
Well, just like that?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Well, what if he doesn't fancy you?
Well, he's a man. He's bound to. All I have to do is go up to him, chin up, shoulders back, tits out, touch my hair a lot like this.
Well, that's your seduction technique, isn't
it? No, that's just to get his attention. Then I get him talking about his boring subject, which all men have, like the internet or mountain biking. The point is, as long as he's talking and I'm listening, like this. Mm,
yes, I can see that having a certain irresistible effect on a hapless man's libido.
Never failed so far. Oh, look. Over there. Just come in. Dark hair, rather gorgeous. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, he's got sticky out ears.
Who'd want a child with sticky out ears?
They are sticky out, aren't they? Any child of his would definitely get called names like Wingnut.
Prince Charles. No, I need someone who looks like that, but without the sticky out ears and with a degree in astrophysics.
I still maintain that city wine bars are no guarantee of genetic quality. Just the opposite, in fact.
I know just the place to try.
I think you should be doing this, Jude.
It's only one stop on the bus.
No, you! Picking up strangers. You don't know where they've been.
It's sperm I'm after. I mean, and if I change my mind, I'll plead no full sex on the first date and have an empty jam jar on standby and then keep it in the fridge ready for OD.
You can OD on sperm.
Ovulation day. Look, this is our bus. Two fifties, please. Thanks.
I just don't see how you can even contemplate single parenthood.
Why?
You're skint. Children are awfully expensive. You can't possibly be thinking of signing on. No one in their right minds would voluntarily try and bring up a child on social security.
Or try telling that to Peter Lilly.
So what are you going to live on?
I've got a secret weapon. My dad.
I thought he was more at the genteel poverty end of the ruling classes.
Oh, he used to be, but he had a stroke of good fortune. He was fed up with being a diplomat, said the Foreign Office had been taken over by Spin. So when he retired, he started dabbling on the stock market and he bought some shares in this Anglo-Arabian construction company. And incredibly, they then got this huge contract to build a big dam.
Somewhere he'd been an ambassador.
Yes, I think so. Anyway, his shares went through the roof. Wasn't that lucky? Oh, we get off here. He abandoned me and my mother when he ran off with the next-door neighbour's au pair. If I get pregnant, that's the perfect time to press his guilt button. He's bound to help me out. Oh, here we are.
Metro Tesco's?
Yeah, apparently it's all the rage among singles. Two people out shopping, their eyes meet across the frozen fish counter. Moments later, their trolleys bump into each other and... Oh, then...
Oh! Ah! Ah! Yes!
David, this is no time to be doing press-ups. I'm worried. Judith's been flirting with anything in long trousers. You should have seen her in Tesco's.
She's going about it all wrong.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Even if she finds someone, she's got to ask them to take an AIDS test.
Yeah, that's true. That should cramp her seduction style a bit. I'll tell her when she gets back.
Why? Where is she?
She's having lunch with an older man.
Who? I'll kill him!
Oh, calm down, David. It's not as bad as it sounds.
So, Judith, how is my favourite daughter?
Dad, I'm your only daughter.
Are you working?
Well, people haven't exactly been queuing up to employ me. I had a phone call about a job yesterday, but it's nothing definite.
Oh, dear.
And the last audition I had was about 2 months ago to play the part of a young mum in a Dettol commercial. I said I was too old.
I take it you're in financially straitened circumstances. You usually are when you ask to see me.
What would you say if I told you I was pregnant?
I'd maintain a diplomatic silence until I'd established one or two facts. Whether the pregnancy was premeditated, whether this is to be a partnered or solo adventure, and the exact nature of your plans for the welfare of the proposed child. Only then would I be able to issue a statement correctly expressing the appropriate measure of my delight.
I'm your daughter, not a foreign country. Couldn't you just say congratulations?
Yes. Yes. I suppose so. Yes, congratulations. Of course, we'll have to get you out of that dreadful place you're living in. Move you to somewhere nice. Kensington, Hampstead. Proper areas.
I can't afford to live there.
I'm sure we can arrive at some accommodation.
Does that mean what I think it means?
The word accommodation is quite clear, isn't it? It means lodgings or living quarters.
Wow, thanks, Dad.
Don't mention it. It's what parents are for. Now, finish up your greens, especially now you're eating for two.
Actually, my original question was hypothetical. I just wanted to find out what you would think if I were to get pregnant.
So, if you get pregnant, he'll buy you a house in a nice area?
Or a flat. I mean, we are talking NW3.
Wow.
Jude, I've been thinking. You don't seem to have had much luck on any of your sperm hunting trips.
Not yet, no.
And why was it exactly that the sperm donors had to be strangers?
Well, it could all get very complicated if it was someone I knew. I mean, I have been considering...
Yes?
Well, going to a pregnancy clinic.
Artificial insemination?
Yes.
Oh, no. You can't go to a clinic. It's so clinical.
Well, I've got to do something. Time's running out.
Yes, but you've also got to be careful. There are some awful genetic specimens out there.
Hello, David.
Just been for a jog.
Great.
Jogging every day now.
Good.
Yeah, I go a little bit further each evening as I get stronger and fitter.
Well, thanks for telling us that, David. Judith and I will get back to drinking our coffee now.
Oh, no, full of poisonous substances, caffeine. Yeah. Do you want one of these, Judith?
What is it?
It's a tofu and carrot bar, part of the 10-day detox diet to purify the body.
No, thanks.
David, could you remove your own poisonous substances and jog off to the shower?
No, I'll shower down at the gym.
Gym?
Yeah, I've joined a gym. I'll have a cold shower there after my workout. Apparently, it stimulates hormonal production. It's all in this article in this magazine here. Oh. See ya!
He's been behaving very strangely this last week.
Well, how can you tell? He was strange enough to start with.
And why is he giving me an article about reproduction and health?
Ah, I get it.
My God, you don't think...
Yes. Don't worry. I'll have a word with him. Man to man.
Hello. Do you want to join the gym?
No, I'm looking for someone. David Ferris?
I don't know him. He's a new member.
Yeah, joined about a week ago. Tall, thin, spotty.
Oh, awful taste in clothes.
That's him.
Yeah, he's been here every day since he joined, working out. Someone should tell him he's overdoing it, otherwise he'll pop his clogs.
Hello, David.
Hello, Giles. Giles, this is Harry. Harry, this is Giles.
Hi, Giles. Here we go, David. Lowering it down onto you now.
Yeah, got it.
Go for it, David. Really pump it up there.
David, can I talk to you for a moment?
After this, okay?
And again. Come on, David. Keep pushing. Don't forget to breathe. Now, come on. Get it back up there. Call yourself a man. Good. Just one more. And rest. Now, why don't you have a go, Giles? Good for your peck definition. Look at David's. Coming on well, isn't it?
Do you think so?
I do, David. Excuse me, I must just go and rescue someone. Now, bicep curls for you, David, then you're warm down. Maybe catch you in the changing room, eh?
Ow! Yeah! Really nice bloke, that. He's been helping me sort out my workout routine.
How charitable of him.
Yeah, he comes down here a lot.
Really? You surprise me, David. About Judith. I know what you're up to, and it won't work.
Did you know that men's sperm count has been getting lower every year since the 1950s? Hermaphrodite fish have been found in the Thames. They reckon it's because of estrogenizing compounds in the water, but it's still a bit of a mystery.
It's also a mystery where you get these obscure facts from.
It's called reading, Giles. You should try it. There was an article about it in the New Scientist.
There are some forms of life, David, that should not be propagated. If anyone is going to do the business with Judith, it'll be me.
And you? In a few days, Judith will be ripe. Her fruit will descend into her love basket and she'll pick me. My seed will be biologically perfect and I challenge any man to prove his superiority.
David, fertilisation isn't just some kind of chromosomal Olympics contest.
No, you're wrong. The prize goes to the fittest. Nature's way of weeding out duds. That's the cold, raw, hard scientific truth.
Only you could turn the loving act of creation into a Nietzschean, neo-Darwinian nightmare.
Judith doesn't want any old sperm. She wants sperm that could swim the Amazon upstream. Pure, manly sperm. And you'll be nowhere. We'll kick you out of the flat.
It's not gonna happen, David.
Oh, it will. I am the dominant male. 100 or more of these, 50 squat thrusts, and then I'll claim Judith.
I'm doing this to protect you, Judith. David is showing signs of testosterone levels high enough for women's athletics. It'd be dangerous to let him near you in your present state.
Where are we going?
There's this rather nice Italian restaurant I know. He won't find us there. But, you might find what you're looking for.
Some of these for you, signora?
Gosh, that's a big one.
What can I tell you? I'm Italian.
I'd love some.
Black pepper for you, sir?
No, thank you.
Buon appetito.
Ooh, he's got lovely perp buns, Giles. If it was him you had in mind, yippee, ideal breeding stock.
You've seen The Wizard of Oz, haven't you?
Oh,
Is he a friend of Dorothy's?
No, forget the waiter for a second.
I'll try.
Do you remember how Dorothy goes off on a big adventure in search of something and all along what she wanted was right there in her own backyard?
Yes.
Well, the solution, if you'll forgive the pun, could be right under your nose. If you'll pardon the image.
What are you getting at, Charles?
Making babies. You and me. Sprogging.
But you hate babies.
I've changed my mind.
That's a bit sudden, isn't it?
Children need fathers.
That's what I'm looking for.
No, not just a biological father. They need a real father. Someone who can build and maintain a secure and safe environment. A family home.
Well, my dad's helping with that. I'm sure I'll manage.
Manage? Dude, the best environment for children is a loving, stable, nurturing one, with two people both sharing and sharing the caring workload.
But there's always childminders.
Childminders don't answer to the name Dada. They don't teach you how to fish and play chess. They don't take you to the pub for that first manly pint.
What if it's a girl?
Well, girls need fathers too.
What for?
Well, as a role model for the kind of man they'll one day be able to go out with.
My dad was a womanising lech.
Exactly, that proves my point. All your boyfriends are womanising leches.
I went out with you.
But I've changed. I won't be like that. I'll be different. I'll be there for you 24 hours a day, mending the fuses, fixing the guttering.
You don't know how to do that.
I know how to hire people to do that. Look at this.
What is it?
The kind of house you, me and baby could be living in. I popped into an estate agent's.
You did what?
I happen to be passing. Look, master bedroom with an ensuite bathroom. Look at the size of that living room. Proper kitchen units. No more formica tops. No more patterned carpets. It's the perfect life for you and me.
I can't believe I was nearly taken in by all that. You're just after my dad's money.
No.
You're worse than David.
Jude.
I am fed up with you two. Get this into your thick head. I can look after myself.
Wait! I haven't got enough money to pay for the bill.
Where is she, Giles?
I told you, David, I don't know. After she'd stormed out of the restaurant last night, I gave her a wide berth, and then she packed an overnight bag this morning and was out of the door before I could talk to her. And there's a lovely five-bedroom property just come on the market.
Oh, but today's the day, Giles. I've been building up to this for a week. Where is she?
I don't know.
You must know!
David, you just have to get a grip on yourself. Literally.
I daren't. I might explode. Who the hell's Charlie Briggs?
Never heard of him.
Well, he left a message on the answer phone saying it was all fixed up and he was looking forward to seeing her.
Well, that's it. He's the one. She's probably doing the business with him even as we speak.
Oh, she can't have picked someone else. She can't!
Bye, Charlie.
Judith.
Yes?
That was great. Really great, thanks.
No.
I mean, just
thank
coming
you.
Up here and doing it just like that. I'm so relieved.
Yeah, me too.
I'll see you tomorrow for more of the same.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Bye. Hi, boys. God, I'm knackered. Oh, and I've got to do it all again tomorrow, straight away.
Judith, we've been worried sick. Where have you been?
Lancaster.
With Charlie Sudding Briggs, I suppose.
Yep.
Oh, I hate him!
I didn't know David knew Charlie.
Why would anyone want to go to Lancaster?
Charlie runs the Duke's Playhouse. He's given me a job.
A job?
Yes. This actress broke her foot and he called me out for an emergency audition and I start straight away. He's doing the Caucasian chalk circle. 6 weeks' work.
So is he going to help you bring up this baby?
Oh, forget babies. This is work.
But... what about your dream?
Oh, it's probably Mother Nature messing with my hormones or something. Mind you, I had a very odd dream last night. I was in this walled garden, and these four men in Balinese masks started chasing me.
Ah, now, speaking as a Freudian, these men in Balinese masks are probably estate agents. And what you're after is almost certainly a very big house.
If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Was written by Paul Shearer and Richard Turner and starred Douglas Hodge, Paul Bigley and Amanda Root. Other parts were played by Felicity Montague, Gavin Muir, Colleen Prendergast and Stephen Critchlow. The theme is composed by Pete Bakey. If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Is produced by Paul Schlesinger.